John Batchelor. John Hardy of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy is here to report on the battlefield situation and the thinking, strategic thinking, in Ukraine conflict. Over these last days, reportedly, another Russian offensive launched against, with drones and missiles, against Ukrainian energy sources. We've had these remarks before, but this one was said to be fresh and new. Much of it was brought down by Ukrainian forces, but not all of it. And so now they're entertaining new possibilities of lights out for parts of the winter, shortage of heating, shortage of cooking materials. This looks like a war on people. Do I interpret that, John, or am I reading propaganda that's fed by the Ukrainian ministry?
I think that's fair that Russia, part of their objective with these long-range strikes on Ukrainian energy and other critical infrastructure is precisely to undermine Ukraine's economic viability and its ability to function effectively as a state. I think the energy situation in particular is really critical for Ukraine, both to get through this winter and for its position in negotiations and kind of its long-term viability. If we need to find a solution to these strikes, these Russian strikes. And to me, that's in many ways more important than even what's going on, at the front lines. I think one, potential solution to this issue is a mutual moratorium where both Ukraine and Russia agree to refrain from strikes on each other's critical energy infrastructure. I think, reportedly preliminary talks on that issue have begun between Russian and Ukrainian officials. And so right now, if I'm Biden in the incoming administration, I'd be looking for ways to increase Ukraine's leverage in those talks. So one way to do that is by allowing Ukraine to use Western missiles such as ATACMS for strikes not only in Kursk Oblast, but elsewhere in Russia, whether to strike Russian energy infrastructure directly, or I think probably more palatable to the Western governments would be to strike Russian air defense systems. And then, that kind of paves the way for Ukrainian drone strikes against Russian infrastructure and as well as other targets. So, ammunition depots, for example.
I read that part of the defense now is those high-performance aircraft provided by NATO. So what I'm understanding is that the Ukrainian Air Force is for defense now. It's not an offensive weapon. It's not striking into Russia. Is that correct?
It seems that the primary way that Ukraine's been using its F-16s has been for air defense. So shooting down, for example, Russian KH-101 cruise missiles. Ukraine still does use its especially Soviet-made aircraft to, say, launch glide bombs or what have you. But Ukraine doesn't have as many aircraft and trained pilots as Russia. So its ability to do that is much more limited than the Russians, which are currently launching, anywhere from maybe 120 to 150 glide bombs per day, according to Ukrainian government data.
And finally, oddly, there was a report last week, and I've seen it echoed in other reporting, that Mr. Zelensky made a remark about a nuclear weapon. And that the question was raised, does Ukraine have the ability to create a nuclear weapon out of the fissile material at its nuclear energy plants? Is there an opinion of that, John, or are we just looking at provocative rhetoric?
Yeah, so there was a report, media report recently citing a Ukrainian think tank report that supposedly came to the conclusion that Ukraine could produce a bomb quickly. I don't think that's true. I don't think they have the reprocessing capability to do that quickly. I would hope that Kyiv would not be so foolish as to try to do that, because that would be very damaging to Ukraine's international standing, in my view. And I think, fortunately, I don't think Ukraine will go down this road. And most of the talk here is often kind of a misinterpretation of Ukrainian government statements, or just kind of media speculation or speculation by folks who aren't actually making these decisions.
So your measure, because I was cautious about reading that report out loud, which is why I just characterized it. Your measure is that this was not good reporting, or was taken out of context, or was exaggerated. Is that correct, John?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Western media report was citing a Ukrainian think tank, and so that's just important to realize that think tank doesn't necessarily speak for Kyiv itself.
John Hardy for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, reporting about the situation in Ukraine, both tactically on the ground in the four oblasts that are in question and in the Kursk salient, which looks to be much of the war fighting now. Moscow's opinion is that it will negotiate when and if it recaptures the Kursk salient, with General Frost entering the picture soon enough. I believe I saw lots of ice on the ground when I watched that video of the nursery school teacher bring down an incoming cruise missile. So winter is upon us.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.